Adam och Kurt.
Adam. Han kunde gå över.
Så känner jag. And something you use that's a medicine and this is like as a medicine it's used for malaria.
Used for what?
Malaria. I don't know what it is.
Malaria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's quinine.
Okay, that is it. And if you were talking about somebody that was last week alive and the other not, you might say he
has what?
If they were alive but now they're not.
They're dead.
Okay, and would you use any other terms to talk about somebody instead of he died? Would you use any other words? Or maybe if you were talking about an animal.
An animal.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a carcass. Isn't that what way you pronounce it?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think you have any other terms. I guess what they mean is like kicked off or something like that.
Well, you will hear a lot of folks say you kick the bucket.
Yeah. And if you don't know, you just all you have heard is that this man died. And I ask you, well, you know, why did he die? You might say, well, I don't know
what was the matter with him.
So I don't know what he died
with.
Okay. And a place where a person would be buried would be
a cemetery.
And if there was a place at a church where they bury him, would that be called
a cemetery?
And any place, then a public one, or would always call a cemetery?
Well, graveyard, cemetery, maybe it's a church.
And graveyard would be just the same thing, huh? And what you put somebody in when you bury them?
You put them in a coffin.
All right, now how about a casket?
Well, casket and a coffin are the same things. Coffin is an old-timey name, and a casket is of today.
I see. And And how about the word pinto?
The what?
Pinto.
Pinto.
That's a word down here. Never heard of it. Okay, and is there a difference in shape?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay. And when you go to somebody's burial and you say you go to their
funeral.
Alright, and if somebody is, somebody whose husband died, you might say, is in. If her husband's just died, you might say she's in.
She's in need.
No, she's wearing black because she's in.
Oh, she's in mourning.
Okay. Now, get away from the funerals. If someone greets you by saying, "How are you?" you might answer.
Someone is rich.
No, if you just meet somebody and they say, "Hello, how are you?" you might say.
You'll say, "Well, howdy. How are you today?"
Okay, and how would they answer?
Very well, thank you.
And if something was bothering you, because I didn't know how it would turn out, you might tell me, I didn't know if it was, things were going to work out. You might say, well, you're just sitting around worrying about it. Don't
worry about it. You can't do it no good.
If somebody has trouble with their bones, and they like their back legs and have a hard time moving around, you might say they have
a arthritis.
All right, and something similar to arthritis is?
Is rheumatism.
And see, a sickness that children used to get, I guess other people too, a long time, used to get quite often. And they don't anymore because they have shots.
Well, smallpox for one, okay. Measles for one, okay. Whooping cough.
And there's something you get a shot for at the same time you get the whooping cough. Well, go ahead. What did children used to get?
Diphtheria.
Okay. And if somebody gets sick in their liver or something and their skin gets yellowish?
Yellow jaundice.
And if somebody has to have an operation because they get a pain in here?
Appendicitis.
All right. Did you used to have any different names for it, for appendicitis?
I don't think so.